For this Thursday, May 23rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The North Posey softball team won the Class 2A Sectional 48 championship last night as they beat Modern Day 10-0. It's their third straight sectional title. The Vikings run their record 18-7, and they will now play in the regional next Tuesday. North Posey will host the game, and they will take on Sullivan, who is ranked 5th in Class 2A with a 25-4 record. High school baseball sectionals get underway tonight, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats will play Memorial at 5 o'clock. And the first round of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Princeton Community High School. You will be able to hear the game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey baseball team battles South Spencer this evening in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at South Spencer High School. That game can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. First pitch at 7 o'clock. University of Southern Indiana President Dr. Ronald Roshan is leaving for a new job. A note was sent out Wednesday to the USI community that Dr. Roshan has accepted the role of president at California State University. He'll start July 22nd. Dr. Roshan is the fourth president at USI and has been in that role since July of 2018. CenterPoint Energy has reached a settlement agreement with the Indiana Industrial Group and SABIC, agreeing to a new rate hike proposal. Officials say the settlement reduces the initial requested increase from $118 million to $80 million. Now, according to the statement, this will delay a bill increase attributable to the rate case until March of 2025 and will lower the projected monthly bill from the original proposal by more than $12 per month compared to the initial filing. CenterPoint says they will continue to work with stakeholders to reach a resolution for all parties. The town of Poseyville posted on Facebook that there will be a Poseyville Community Blood Drive today at the Poseyville Community Center. It will take place from 1:30 p.m. until 6 o'clock p.m. You can visit our Facebook page, and we shared a link and also QR code if you would like to sign up. Coming up this summer in Mount Vernon, there will be market nights at the Mount Vernon Riverfront. They will take place every Monday evening starting June 3rd and continue through July 29th. There will be food trucks, vendors, and music. The hours will be 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., and it will be free entry. Switching back to some sports news in local college baseball from yesterday, the Evansville Purple Aces hammered Illinois State in their first Missouri Valley Conference tournament game 17-6. The Aces launched 5 home runs in the contest. UE improves to 32-23 on the year. Their next game was supposed to be this evening at 7:30, but due to a delay and extra innings last night in a game that was played, the final game last night did not get played due to it being so late in the evening. So long story short, Evansville has their game bumped back a day and will play on Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. They will be playing either Murray State or Illinois Chicago. USI Baseball began their OVC tournament run with an 11-2 beatdown of UT Martin. The Screaming Eagles are now 26-30 on the season, and they will take on Arkansas Little Rock today at 11 o'clock a.m. over in Marion, Illinois. From Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals won a pair of games and completed a 3-game sweep of the Baltimore Orioles at home. St. Louis won the first game 3-1, which was the resumption of game 2 of the series from Tuesday night. Then the Cardinals won the finale 5-4. St. Louis improves to 23-26, and they will have today off before hosting the Chicago Cubs in a 3-game weekend series on Friday. The Chicago Cubs got thumped last night at home by the Atlanta Braves 9-2. The Cubs slipped to 27-23 on the year, and the two teams conclude their series in Chicago today at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds fell at home to the San Diego Padres 7-3. Cincy is now 20-29 on the season. The Reds and Padres wrap up their series today at 12:10. And finishing up with the NBA playoffs tonight, the Indiana Pacers continue their Eastern Conference Finals Series with Game 2 at the Boston Celtics at 7 o'clock. The Pacers lost Game 1 on Tuesday in Boston 133-128 in overtime. After tonight's game, this series will shift to Indiana for Game 3 on Saturday evening. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, May 23rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.